Good morning, good morning, good morning from the West Coast. It's Chinu, and this is Artist Motivational Monday, where we come to you to jumpstart your week and hopefully give you some thoughts to consider as you are starting out on your creative journey. I greet you from kind of chilly in the morning, California, West Coast. Yes, yes, yes. It's kind of chilly right now. It's still early here on the West Coast, so we have not had the pleasure of the warmth of the sun yet. Hopefully that will change as the day progresses. I hope you had a great weekend. Hope you did everything that you wanted to do and that you were safe while you were doing it. What did we do over the weekend? excuse me. We were kind of busy. We have some things going on, family issues going on, family things going on, planning a funeral and stuff. So we are busy right now. We are really kind of busy right now, along with other things, along with business things that we have to do and stuff. But all in all, it was a good weekend. It was a nice weekend. The sun did shine. So we're moving right along. We're progressing right along. And we're keeping grounded and keeping centered and keeping focused. That's a lot right there. Because regardless of what life throws at you, you have to stay grounded. You have to stay focused. And you have to keep moving forward. You cannot become stagnant with the issues of life. So with that being said, our topic today is, what fruit are you producing on your tree? What is your life fruit producing? You know, we have a lemon tree, and I have been harvesting those lemons off of the tree. Now, currently, I have a freezer full of those lemons. And when someone comes, I give them a bag of lemons. But I have so many more that are still on the tree. It looks like every time I harvest the tree and I think I have gotten most of them off, I go back out the next day and looks like there's twice as many that have re-shown up. Or maybe I missed them, I don't know. But the tree keeps producing lemons. It keeps producing fruit. It keeps producing good lemons. What fruit are you producing on your life journey, on your creative journey? What is your tree representing as you? Is it producing good fruit? Are you nurturing? Are you caring for others? Are you being stable? Are you being stability? Are you encouragement? Are you helpfulness? What are you producing on your life journey? Is it good fruit? Or are you someone that takes from other people? Are you someone that offers discord in people's lives? Are you someone that's always drama-filled? You know, there are some people, I think they thrive off of drama. Are you someone that you're not encouraging, you're not inspirational, you don't help other people? Are you selfish? Are you self-centered? What fruit are you offering on your life journey? What is your tree producing? You know, because when a tree is not well, or when the roots are sick, I remember I had a tree in front of my other house, and the tree, you could tell the tree was dying. And it was sick. It was very brittle. It was very brittle. And eventually, a good wind came through and just knocked it right on over, because it had nothing there to keep it from falling over. It had gotten so brittle until it had absolutely nothing there to keep it from falling over. So a good wind came and it just fell right on over from the root. It pulled itself up from the root. So what fruit are you producing? We want to always have good fruit coming from us. We want to always be that person in life where we are inspiration to other people. We want to do that. We want our light to shine. We want our creative light to shine. We want our, whatever we're doing this on a creative journey, we want people to speak good of it. So that is our goal. That is our mission in life. You want your light to shine. You want to produce good fruit while you're here on your journey. That's what you want. And anything less than that, you want to re-examine what you are doing. Hope you have a great day. Hope you have a terrific week. And we will talk to you soon. If you heard some noise in the background, that is my little Yorkie poo. You know, my studio is very, very busy sometimes. I have two little dogs, and sometimes they're good, and other times they are just active, like my little Yorkie poo this morning. He is very active this morning. My other dog is very calm and everything, but this, he's young. The little Yorkie is very young. And he has puppy ways because he's still a puppy. And he's just really active. So if you heard any rattling in the background, that was him. That was him. So you guys have a great day. Be creative. Stay on your creative journey. And we will talk to you soon.